Hey, Mama. Thanks for stopping by. We have both listened to other mom podcasts, and there are plenty of good ones out there, don't get me wrong. But at least for me, there wasn't one that felt like a group I was a part of. So the major motivation for us to start ours was not only to share our own experiences, but to truly build a community of moms and parents so that we can see we are not alone, we can help each other find support, and even laugh a little at our own experiences of the ups and downs of mom life. So let us introduce ourselves and give you a little bit of our background. I'm Brittany, I'm 34 years old, and I knew I wanted to be a mom since I was 5. When I was 19, I was convinced I was ready to have kids of my own despite not being financially fully independent or in a relationship where that could even be a consideration or really a relationship at all. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for elementary education. Sadly, I did not finish my degree, but instead, I ended up working in childcare for nearly 5 years before moving on to a new adventure. I had lived in Wisconsin my whole life to that point, and so at the age of 27, I had the opportunity to help my parents move to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I decided to settle in there as well. It ended up being destiny, as my mom had a stroke within a few months of having moved to Albuquerque, so I left the job I had started 2 weeks earlier so that I could help care for her when she came home from the hospital. Thankfully, she had a miraculous recovery. My mom is truly an amazing woman, and she went back to work and mostly normal life within 6 months. I also was destined, I guess, to meet my husband as I met him while at the job I returned to and dragged him back to Wisconsin to get married in March of 2020. So, you know, perfect timing. We lived there a few years, had our daughter who is soon to be 2, and just recently moved back to Albuquerque and had our son in December. Our son surprised us and ended up having significant medical challenges at birth. In fact, spent his first 3 months of life in the NICU before he finally came home. He is a trooper, though, and he is doing so well. It's kind of impressive how much this little man has already gone through. It's been a whirlwind of transitions for us from single life to married life, buying and selling our first home, becoming parents, and throwing in parents of a NICU special needs baby, and moving across country twice in 3.5 years. More about myself personally, I would call myself rather nerdy but social. I'm into video games, card games, really any kind of game that doesn't require much or any running. I also love to cook and enjoy trying new recipes or improving on old ones. And my favorite thing to do with my kids is, well, with my daughter, is introduce something new to her, whether that's an activity or a book or anything, and then I can kind of watch her reaction to it and watch her try to figure it out or explore or watch her face light up if it's something she really enjoys. And then, of course, with my son being so young, it's anything I can do to get him to laugh. Usually that's kind of nuzzling in his neck or tickling him in some way. So now that you know a little bit about me, if you haven't already, go and listen to Sarah's intro because she is fantastic. She is an amazing woman that I'm constantly impressed with. I just want to say thank you again for checking us out. You can find out more on our Facebook, Instagram, or Patreon pages. They're all going to be at Mom Day Vibes Podcast. That's Mom Day spelled MOMDAY Vibes Podcast. We'll keep you updated for when the first episode will go live, but until then, just remember, hang in there, Mama. You're not alone. You're tougher than you feel, and you're doing a great job.